This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. St. James residents raise a number of concerns as government officials continue a series of public engagement forums. Barbados tourism officials open new air links to target the diaspora. The Sanitation Service Authority to receive additional trucks to add to its fleet. The vice president of Haiti's largest bank denies any involvement in criminal or gang activity in the country. And a New York judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump repeatedly misrepresented his wealth and is liable for fraud. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Some residents of St. James have raised a number of concerns relating to transportation, water, and road infrastructure, among others, as residents of the parish got their opportunity to address government officials last evening. Speaking during the St. James Parish Speaks at the Frederick Smith Secondary School, distraught resident Maureen Denny voiced concern about what she says is a derelict building next to her house, which has attracted rodents and is making her sick.
I am now neighbors to rats, mice, mosquitoes, and African snails. The property is owned by UK residents. Now, I am being advised that the lot is private property and that you cannot go on private property and clear it because then you are breaking the law. I collapsed. When I woke up, I was in intensive care. And you know when they finally found out what was wrong with me? I had contracted a virus called Hantu virus. When you inhale the droppings or the dust from rats, Madam Prime Minister, I am angry. I don't have time to get another virus. I don't have time to wait for the legislation.
In response, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley said, legislation will be coming soon.
The government has taken a decision that ownership carries responsibility. Now, what happened to you is a travesty and should not happen. And I can give you other stories where it may not be public health, but where a person was robbed because the person was hiding in either a derelict building or in 6-foot and 8-foot bush. And given that the conversation is not getting where it needs to get, the legislation must come. People must realize that the Constitution gives you rights, but it also imposes responsibilities. And regrettably, because it doesn't say so in those explicit terms, it is implied through the Health Services Act. Now, I have come into public life, and for 30 years, I tired hearing stories like yours. Enough is enough. And that what must happen, some of the same ash workers that gone home, hire them and clean your property.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Barbados tourism officials are targeting the significant Barbadian population in the Cayman Islands, part of a focus on the wider diaspora. A new scheduled service by Cayman Airways that begins on October 18th is expected to help open opportunities. The potential benefits have been outlined by Chair of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Shelley Williams.
It is a very large community, and it is an affluent community as well. And they now are very eager to be able to have that direct connectivity to Barbados if they want to come for a weekend. Very often it was very difficult for them to even enjoy a game of cricket or weekend with the family, coming to attend funerals or even business.
She says the flight also opens up other potential business.
So with this, not only our diaspora, but there are also persons who don't necessarily have American visa that are working there, like Vincentians and other people from the Eastern Caribbean, Grenada, St. Lucia. It's hard for them to get home. So now we have this linkage that we have provided for them that they can now come straight from Grand Cayman, come into Barbados without having to have a visa to transit through the U.S. and other borders. They can come straight home and connect that. So this linkage between the Eastern Caribbean and the Northern Caribbean is a very, very significant one.
Chair of the Barbados Tourism Incorporated, Shelley Williams. Meantime, Chief Commercial Officer at Virgin Atlantic, Juha Javanen, has announced plans to make Barbados a regional hub. Speaking during a news conference to celebrate the airline's 25th year in operations in Barbados, Mr. Javanen said They will be expanding their airlift and cargo throughout the island.
We've been proudly rebuilding our Barbados network since the COVID period, and we're now proudly serving up to 15 weekly frequencies to the UK in the winter seasons, 11 to Heathrow and 4 a week to Manchester. And not only that, we have now started to sell the local sectors also to St. Vincent and Grenada, which is another example of the plan that we have to build Barbados as our regional hub. So since June, we've been able to sell the local sectors, which will of course further improve the offering that we have as Virgin Atlantic, but especially to boost Barbados economy by enabling customers, both tourists, of course, from the UK or from any countries, but also the local people traveling between the islands. It's not only about the passengers, we also now offer the cargo opportunities, especially for all the hoteliers, supermarkets in Barbados to transport quick perishables, all the fresh food that you need in this island.
Chief Commercial Officer at Virgin Atlantic, Juha Hyvänen. Also speaking during the news conference, Chief Product Development Officer at the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Marsha Allen, said the UK demand for Barbados continues to be high, stressing the importance of working with Virgin Atlantic.
We are proud to say that in the period between January to August 2023, Barbados welcomed over 400,000 visitors to our shores from the United Kingdom. And of that 400,000 visitors, 150,000 of those are actually, in terms of our arrival numbers, were out of the UK. This shows that the United Kingdom continues to make up a significant portion of our arrivals and that the demand for Destination Barbados continues to be high for our UK market. As Destination Barbados, where we are also very focused on the customer, it is really important to us to continue that level of partnership that we have with Virgin Atlantic at the moment.
Chief Product Development Officer at the BTMI, Marsha Allen. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, says the Sanitation Service Authority will soon be furnished with an additional 7 trucks to its fleet. This follows a number of complaints from some householders who are worried about the late garbage collection in their areas. Mr. Ford was speaking at his office in Warrens during a news conference.
Over the next couple of months, we are expecting at least 4 days, Janice. 4 electric vehicles, compactor trucks, to be able to help us with our responsibility and our job. Thanks to the Maria Holder Foundation and Trust, they have given us an additional 3 vehicles. February, March 2024, we are expecting another 3.
He explained the shortage of sanitation trucks to service communities.
On any given day, we'll require about 35 of the compactor trucks, being reduced to 27, 28. Today we have 30 on the road, and we have started a process of procuring parts from overseas, but there have been challenges, difficulties getting those parts in Barbados. But we are working assiduously with our suppliers overseas to ensure that within the next couple of months or so that we have the fleet, our fleet, back up to the numbers of around 35 to 40, which is expected to be able to meet our mandate.
Minister of Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford. The vice president of Haiti's largest bank, Unibank, has denied involvement in any criminal or gang activity in the country after Canada imposed sanctions on him and 2 other prominent business executives. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister announced the sanctions and said it has reason to believe that the 3 individuals are fueling the violence and instability in Haiti through corruption and other criminal acts by enabling the illegal activities of armed gangs that terrorize the population and threaten peace and security in Haiti. And former U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly misrepresented his wealth by up to $3.6 billion to banks and insurers. The decision resolves the key claims made by New York's Attorney General in her civil lawsuit against the former president. The judge said the documents clearly contain fraudulent valuations and defendants used in business. This is a major blow for Mr. Trump before his case goes to trial next Monday. Attorney General Letitia James sued Mr. Trump last September, accusing him, his 2 adult sons, and the Trump Organization of lying about his net worth and asset values between 2011 and 2021. Recapping the headlines, St. James residents raise a number of concerns as government officials continue a series of public engagement forums. Barbados tourism officials open new airlinks to target the diaspora. The Sanitation Service Authority to receive additional trucks to add to the fleet. Vice President of Haiti's largest bank denies any involvement in criminal or gang activity in the country, and a New York judge has ruled that former U.S. President Donald Trump repeatedly misrepresented his wealth and is liable for fraud. That is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.